We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, welcome to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years in counting, your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening. Welcome to the Greg Gard Radio Show. Busy week here, of course, and it's just the way you like it in terms of the football-basketball combo. I'm not going to have a Paul Chris show, but we are going to talk a little football during the course of this next hour. But as you would expect for the basketball coaches show, be a lot of hoops talk. We'll check in with Greg Gard here in a few minutes. Mike Lucas is always joining me here. And first things first, let's get to the basketball team heading to Raleigh, take on North Carolina State, return engagement from last year's version of the Badgers in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And the ebb and flow of a season, Mike, we watch this Badger team have great spacing, good ball movement, knock down shots there for a period of time. And then we didn't see it in Brooklyn. It's just a matter of trying to get back to that, the movement, spacing, and see if they can do some things besides rely on jump shots.
Maybe the best thing that happened to this group of players is that they've had some extra time off to push everything in the past and not dwell on it. Now they get an opportunity to start over. And this really, despite the way the schedule is configured, to me, this is the start of the second season. This is part of the Big Ten season, because you play North Carolina State to get ready for Indiana and Rutgers before going back into non-conference play. This is huge, I believe, and this game can bring back some of the momentum that they lost in Brooklyn, maybe, to get ready for the Hoosiers. And it was very competitive a year ago between these two teams, Brad Davison getting the friendly whistle.
And a lot of charges.
Yeah, a lot of charges. But it's a North Carolina State program that felt jilted a year ago because it didn't get into the NC2A tournament. I watched, and I'm sure you did too, them play against Memphis. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Memphis, without their phenom, the freshman phenom, still looks awfully good, don't they?
Yeah, they
do. But NC State played well early and played really well late. Didn't do much in between. So I think it's a pretty good basketball team that has designs on getting into the big dance.
And here it is again. It's going to be contrasting styles. NC State likes to press. They like to play at a quicker pace. We've said it many times. And we actually saw that play out in Brooklyn. The slower pace team can generally get it to their liking, at least in terms of pace, as opposed to the other way around. But still, like, they gotta make the shots. And, you know, did they settle? Greg Gard would say yes. We'll hear more about that from the head coach here coming up shortly. But there were a lot of good looks too, the kind of shots that these guys, you know, there are really good perimeter shooters, but it just seems like it's contagious. When one misses, so does the second, so does the third.
No, I agree with you. And here's the worst thing you can do, especially as a jump shooting team. Second guess yourself. You can't do that. You can't possibly do that, because now you're turning down shots.
Right.
And then now you screw up everything, because you're messing up the flow of the offense if you're reluctant to shoot the ball, which means that now you've lost some of your confidence. So that'll be the most important thing, I'm sure Greg and the staff has worked on getting ready for NC State. Remember that you are a good team when you make some shots, and you can make shots, but you can't second guess when it doesn't fall. You just can't do that because they don't have any other options. They're going to live and die by the jump shot this year.
Yeah, and the thing that we've already seen in college basketball this season, and many of the national observers have talked about it too, there may not be a great team this year. We've seen really good teams have really bad nights or bad days. So, I mean, it's kind of a misery loves company statement, but to your point, again, I agree with you. This is a good basketball team, this Wisconsin team, and they have to remember that and kind of get things squared away maybe from the neck up, and they'll have that chance on Wednesday night. Late night basketball.
Yeah, and I don't want to be misinterpreted either, because it's still so very important for within the structure of this offense. You want the inside touches. You want your mm-hmm. guards posting. Yep. You want to get points in the paint mm-hmm. because that's also very vital. But overall, if you're going to stereotype this team, or categorize it, it's a jump shooting team.
Yep.
And you have to make more than your share, and they had been up until they went to Brooklyn.
Yeah, you're right. And get to the foul line if they can. Greg's talked about that. You're right. They are a jump shooting team, but get the ball down low, get to the free throw line, because we've seen, based on in these first handful of games, it's a team that can hit its free throws at a very good clip. Stick around. We will talk football a little later in the show as the Badgers get ready for the Big Ten title game in Indianapolis against Ohio State. But basketball, the focus. Coming up next, we'll hear from head coach Greg Gard as our show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Greg Gard Show, presented by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your destination for game day gatherings, your official coach, so sponsor of the Badger Radio Network. Wisconsin back on the road. This tough non-conference schedule continues Wednesday night in Raleigh against North Carolina State. Greg, our first chance to sit down and get into some specifics with Brooklyn. We all know the shooting wasn't good, but what I think a lot of people might not know, and it's important to know, is that nobody shot the ball particularly well in that building. I don't know if it's just one of those things, whatever it might be, the line being deeper or NBA arena, but I don't know if misery loves company, if that's part of it here. But the Badgers weren't alone, I guess, is my point.
No, I think, and as we look back at some of the stats from not only our event that was there, but also the event that followed us with the preseason NIT, you're right, nobody did shoot it well. And, I mean, obviously, misery maybe does love company. It was definitely miserable considering how well we had shot it. But that's the ebbs and flows of the game and the ebbs and flows of a season. We've had it happen before. I think the one thing that we want to get corrected obviously right away is the ability to take care of the ball better. And we've got to really reduce that. And because in those type of games, it gets you a better chance. But also, as I told the team a couple days later, is defensively, I've really liked how they've competed and how they played, because we've only had one team all year go over or get to a point per possession. That was Green Bay here. Everybody else, we've held both those teams out there almost 30 below their average. So defensively, we're doing some good things. Now offensively, we got to get more consistent and maybe not be as much three dependent, but this team is built to shoot the three and needs to shoot the three and obviously make threes to play at a high level.
It seems like this sport, any sport, so much of it is confidence-based. And you said it many times, Bo said it many times, you can't yell a guy to make a shot. But you have to make sure that they're still taking it when it's there, though, right?
Absolutely. You can't. As I told the team also in that same time when I complimented them on their defense, don't get emotionally attached to the ball going in. And ironically, I got a phone call from Bo. He let me a couple days to cool off. He knew I wasn't real happy, but having been there, done that, and he's walked in those shoes a lot, he rattled off all the games. He memorized all the student shooting stats from when we didn't shoot it well. And he had plenty to go back to, and obviously you got to maintain confidence, stay aggressive, and keep trying to do all the other little things well.
And this is, you played in this for reasons that you've talked about. This is, you got some pretty good talent that was a part of this event in Brooklyn last week, and I know New Mexico has good individual talent, but talking to the Richmond folks, They think that they may have a little something there. They've got just about everybody back from last year. They seem to have a great cohesiveness, and you know what that's about with so many teams here. But that might actually be a pretty good A-10 team.
I think there's no doubt. And I thought that going in, even watching them on film, because of the experience levels you mentioned. They've got a lot of guys back. They're an older group for the most part. And they run really good stuff. They put you in a lot of quandary, so to speak, defensively. I thought we did a pretty good job on what they do. As I mentioned, we held them well below their average. We only got beat on one back door. In all our games so far, like I mentioned, the Green Bay game is the only one where teams got to 1 point per possession. It's been the offensive inconsistency at times that we need to continue to push forward, and while maintaining and not losing sight of how important our defensive effort and what we've done defensively, how good it's been, and it's helped us. It's obviously won us games and kept us very competitive in the others.
It's easy to bring this up after, you know, a couple of tough games, but maybe no matter, probably a good time for everybody to take a deep breath, right? Maybe get away a little bit for the Thanksgiving.
I think 2 days off after we came back were the right. It was just what the doctor ordered, yeah. Hopefully. As I told him, we got to flush that and move on from it quick, take what we did well, learn from what we didn't do well, and because there's a lot of, you know, we're just into December. There's a lot more left to go.
Just starting. Matter of fact, Badgers taking on North Carolina State on Wednesday night. We'll get into the Wolfpack, the Badgers' version, their part to the Big Ten ACC Challenge, a rematch of last year's game, which was a thriller here at the Kohl Center. We'll talk about that and more as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in just a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience. An all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show, presented by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, the best late night menu in Madison, your official Coach's Show sponsor, along the Badger Sports Network. And Greg, in general, the landscape of college basketball, you watch some of these other tournaments, non-conference tournaments that are going on right now, and I hear more and more of a lot of the folks who observe nationally saying there may not be a great team right now. You were seeing a lot of eyebrow-raising scores. You see that every year, but this seems like we've had a lot of examples of teams that have gotten into the Final Four who don't get a lot of pub. This seems like a fairly wide-open season, maybe, of college basketball.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is there's so much parity. And, you know, a lot of times, obviously, in football, the Power Five gets talked about. In basketball, the butter is spread a lot more evenly over the loaf of bread, so to speak.
Yeah.
So you do see, I mean, obviously some of the teams in our league, how they've had harder games and how they played. You know, Harvard gave Maryland all they wanted, and Maryland really put it on Marquette a couple of days ago. So it's neat to see. It's great for the game. Maybe it's not great when you're actually sitting in those shoes coaching through those games and playing through those games. But, you know, from I've watched games all across from coast to coast, and it is extremely competitive. And like I said, the parity, I think, is what makes our sport so exciting.
When the team plane landed coming back from Brooklyn, but, you know, check my phone and I see Duke lost at the buzzer. There was nothing against Duke here, but there was a little bit of me that said, just another example. We've seen Kentucky lose on the home floor, Duke losing on the home floor. Pretty shining examples there.
Exactly. And I think we get so caught up sometimes in the name and the level and the conference. Is, as I've said many times, good basketball doesn't know any division, doesn't know any level. It transcends across the whole sport. And that's what, like I said, it makes with the three-point shot and all the things that help level the playing field, so to speak. It really makes, obviously, exciting TV, exciting must-see TV, so to speak. But it should be an interesting – I'm sure things will sort out, and obviously different teams are walking through their journey and their progression at different rates. But I'm sure it'll be an exciting next few months.
One thing that shouldn't get lost from the last couple of ball games, you know, Nate Reavers was doing a lot of good things, and he's carrying a pretty heavy load right now until Micah gets back. He's a smart kid, but you have to kind of remind him, say, hey, look, you got help on the way. Just stay within yourself, and that's easy to say, maybe not always easy to do, but you know, this kid is flash. He's had a pretty good start.
He has had a really good start, and you know, we've rode him pretty hard too, and that's not just the offensive end. Defensively, what he's asked to do, the rebounding, that sort of that part of the game as well. And you know, like I said, we've done a lot of good things. You know, we got to get the ball to get him, go in more consistently and cut back on some turnovers. And like I said, I like the progression defensively. We can't lose sight of that and got to keep building that and getting that better. But I think as this group gets more cohesive and more comfortable with each other on the offensive end, hopefully good things are ahead.
Speaking of turnovers, Trevor Anderson has one. Anybody with a 9-1 turnover margin in the backcourt, that's impressive. I know we've talked about him. You've been asked about him a lot, working his way back from the knee injury. Is he getting more confident in that right now, you think?
He is. There's no doubt. And I've seen it come in practice, and I thought he did some really good things in the New Mexico game. It just creating pace, and maybe we didn't score in possessions, but the looks that we got were wide open. We had some wide open looks in that game that, you know, I think over the course of a season we'll knock down our fair share of those. But he's got a great feel for the game. He understands where the ball needs to be, when it needs to be there. He's a pass first point guard, and it creates, he's fun to play with. And I know our players, the rest of our guys, are going to enjoy watching him or having him on the floor with them more and more. And obviously we can use different combinations. I think the biggest thing right now is the duration in which he can go or cannot go, because of the load on the knee, and also defensively, you know, the lateral quickness and ability to mobility there isn't quite back to where it needs to be. And then it's always the day after, you know, if there's a heavy load, we have to be cautious as we move forward as he continues to strengthen that leg.
Got a little edge to him too, doesn't he?
He does. He's a little pit bull, so, which is good. Good to see. And like I said, as we missed him, as we've talked about before, we missed him last year when he got hurt. That was a piece in terms of that group needed that was starting to emerge with him through the summer and the fall. And hopefully I see some things coming back where he's starting to return to form in terms of comfort and speed. And now we got to get, try to help him get the leg back to normal.
All right, Badgers and the Wolfpack coming up on Wednesday night in Raleigh. We'll talk about NC State as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
If you're diagnosed with something as serious as cancer, you need care from people who treat cancer all the time. At the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we are those people. We are a world-class team of cancer-fighting experts. From physicians and nurses to physical therapists, nutritionists, and all the dedicated medical professionals in between, we work together with you in hopes of one day finding that cure. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited even better plan. New line port in credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Badger fans. Today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
It's Wisconsin and North Carolina State coming up Wednesday night in Raleigh. The Badgers winning a thriller against the Wolfpack last season at the Kohl Center, 79-75, putting up 50 points in the second half. Badgers erased what was a 12-point deficit early in the second half. Before we go back to, or before we look ahead to Wednesday, that game last year, we just talked about Trevor in the last segment. I recall he hit a big shot in that game, right?
Yeah, two in a row. He got a layup on a slip in a screen. And then the next trip down the floor got a three in transition. So, yeah, he gave us a boost there when we were struggling a little bit and they were getting what they wanted. So we were able to answer, and it was a heck of a game. Having gone back through it a few times here in preparation for them, you know, we were able to make shots, you know, a novel concept there, and we took care of the ball. And they've been averaging, I think they've been forcing 20 turnovers a game. We only turned it over 10, which was too many, I felt. But anyway, you know, like I said, we made shots and took care of the ball, and we're able to make some plays down the stretch.
Yeah, Brad, of course, drawing the charges and all of that. But, yeah, that maybe showed you something early in the season about your team. Maybe you knew it anyway, but it was confirmed. You fall behind double digits against a team like that, it could really unravel. But they dug a little deep, didn't they?
They did. They showed great resolve, and I think it also showed the ability with the three-point shot. We had, quite a few in that second half. Aleem Ford got going a little bit too, and that's a great equalizer, and you can – a 12-point lead or a 10-point lead on either end. We've been on both of them. The three-point shot really can erase that deficit in a hurry.
Fair amount of work against their press, I would imagine, in the preparation for this.
Yeah, one. Yeah, they can scramble pretty well. They're deep, they're athletic, obviously a really good team. A lot of the same names that we saw a year ago. I think a team that's poised to be, you know, be a pretty good team in the ACC.
You know, let's refresh some memories for fans. Markell Johnson, their catalyst. He's getting 6-7 assists every game. He played well here, put some points on the board last year. But he's kind of the straw, isn't he?
He is. He's really good. One of the better guards in that league. C.J. Bryce on the wing. Mm-hmm. Braxton Beverly played as well last year. They have a redshirt freshman who was hurt last year, Manny Bates, who hits 22 block shots on the year. So, and then some others. They have a grad transfer who shoots it really well. You know, they have a lot of nice pieces, and they've been able to obviously scramble some teams up, force some turnovers, play at a high pace, and it'll be a huge challenge for us on Wednesday night.
You mentioned Bates and a shot blocker. You know, historically, the Badgers, you face teams who are shot blockers, and I know when you had the scout, you would always say, hey, look, you might get one sent to the fifth row, so be it. Test him again.
You have to. It's a shot blocker. You can't fade away. You can't take it soft. You can't try to avoid him. You have to go at him, and that's what a shot blocker wants. And ours is the same way. If offensively you get up into him, he can't extend as much and use his wingspan, so to speak. And hopefully we can draw some fouls on both him and Derek Funderburk, who also comes and backs Bates up, and he can impact and impose people around the rim just as well.
Well, these things, it's television made, and it's been going on for a long time, the Big Ten ACC Challenge. It's good for the league, good for the game of basketball, and just another example of the non-conference schedule that you have, though, right? You can find out in what I imagine is going to be a pretty hostile environment, but they're going to see a lot of that here coming up, right?
I keep walking down the hall to Mark's office to do the scheduling. I said, Mark, when are we going to get a home game?
Exactly. Like, it's been a while.
It seems like we've been on the road. And when are we going to have, like, a breath of air, you know, come up for air? But, no, it has been challenging, and it's not – there's no light yet at the end of the tunnel. You know, obviously that's what we wanted, to test us really early, and we've been tested, and hopefully we're improving. And Wednesday night's going to be, you know, in terms of a road environment against a really good team, we're going to find some more out about ourselves.
I know we talked about this with your last show. I'm guessing you and every other coach in the Big Ten, especially the more aggressive schedules, looks great in July,
And then when you're in the midst of it, like, oh yeah, guys get sick, guys got tests coming up, and you live it, and you'll come out the other side here, right. But in the moment, it's
yeah,
tough.
I keep asking, why did we do this again? Right. When are we getting another home game? Why did we? But I understand. Obviously, we went through it a year ago, and there's some rough spots, and you gotta grow through it. And we'll flip obviously off Wednesday night right into league play, yeah. Which will be even more challenging. So, like I said, it's what our players want. Why guys come here. It's why we had a really good recruiting class. It's part of what we sell. And to challenge yourself and make yourself better for the long haul, it's going to be a 4-month process.
We talked about this last year with the two early Big Ten games. Big Ten coaches, your cohorts, they thumbs up, thumbs down on this?
Thumbs down in terms of when it is. Yeah. We'd rather have it later. I think it was kind of 50-50 when it first came out. I think mm-hmm. after we went through it for a year, those that were in scheduling understood what we went like mm-hmm. and had the foresight to do it. Some coaches that hadn't been in scheduling for a few decades didn't realize until you went through it. We'd like to really put these games between Christmas and New Year's, and once you go into conference play, bang, you're into it, because we're all in different steps, as I mentioned, the growth of a team, and you kind of build as you go through the non-conference, and to have to kind of shift gears, so to speak, to take conference play into consideration here early December. I understand why. TV ratings were through the roof. ACC did a copycat. They're doing it now. They started the year with it, so I understand why we're doing it, but I think from a coaching's perspective, and I think most of the 14 of us are in agreement, we could put them all together and start it right after Christmas and play it through the holidays and then continue on. That'd be the best for all of us.
All right, but it will be Indiana coming in here on Saturday afternoon, 3:30 tip-off at the Kohl Center. Stay with us. Much more to come as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our 4 Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that?
Do that?
Do that? Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Rolling on with the Greg Gard Show. If you're just picking us up, we had a chance to hear from head basketball coach Greg Gard as Wisconsin gets ready for Wednesday night's Big Ten ACC Challenge matchup against North Carolina State. But for this week's show, it's going to be basketball/football. We also want to preview Saturday night's Big Ten championship game down at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis as Wisconsin has a rematch with the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers go in playing well, coming off a resounding second half in turning what looked like had all the makings of a tight game into a 21-point Wisconsin victory, reclaiming Paul Bunyan's axe, and really all three phases played very well. Let's focus on the defensive side right now. And defensive lineman Garrett Rand, redshirt junior out of Chandler, Arizona, is putting together a very nice comeback season, if you will, for Wisconsin. Had to miss last year with an Achilles tendon injury. And Garrett, along with Isaiah Loudermilk, certainly were a force to be reckoned with for that Gophers offensive line on Saturday up in Minneapolis. Rand ended up with 7 total tackles. That is a career best for Garrett. 3 were solo, forced a fumble in that game. And we caught up with him earlier today and asked him about last week's performance and what to look forward to as he gets to see Ohio State in person for the first time this year. Take us inside as much as you can or care to in the locker room after Illinois and Ohio State. You had a bye week. What changed, or maybe nothing did, but what has allowed you guys to be in this position now, to bounce back, be on a roll that you're on, and to play for a Big Ten championship?
Really, I really don't think our mindset has changed a whole lot. It's just come to the simplest form, break it down. Do your job, what's your responsibilities, block out all the outside noise, and I think we try to break it down to the simplest form of just playing football. And we come in every week and just get a game plan and say, hey, next team up mentality. So I think that's what we've been doing pretty good at, is just keeping the outside noise out and just being a tight group.
The bye week, I would guess, correct me if I'm wrong, it helped on two fronts. It allowed, obviously, a little downtime, rest and recovery, but a chance to just kind of reassess, take a deep breath, and get ready for the final push in November.
Oh yeah, I mean, this was my first time ever having the 2 bye weeks, so definitely nice to just get the body back a little bit, get extra time on the film, extra time to learn your opponent. So when you have that extra time, it helps out a lot.
I think you talked a lot about position groups, or we meaning media. Receivers room, quarterback room, running back room. I got to think the defensive linemen, what you guys are doing, you know, Keanu, you know, Bryson went down, that which was a tough break, but Isaiah, that's a pretty, you guys, I would imagine, there's a little bit of tradition with defensive linemen here too that you guys would take a little bit of pride in maybe?
Oh yeah, guys before us, like Leve, Connor, and Alec, Chikwe, all those guys, I mean, they helped us all. I mean, I think I wouldn't be the player I am today if I didn't have those guys. So I could say probably the same thing for Isaiah. So it's just that mentality, I think, just the whole defense has, the whole team has. It's just Wisconsin football, yeah.
Old news question, but you've had to overcome some stuff, you know, physically, obviously not being able to play last year. Did it take a little bit of time when this year started for you to get back into game speed mode, or was it something that maybe returned to you fairly quickly?
It took a little time, just because if you take off a year of anything, it's going to be rusty. So, yeah, I definitely think I was rusty a little bit, but think I'm catching up, and I'm doing a lot better than I was in the beginning of the season.
It's not a question that you're probably going to get multiple times here. When you play a team a second time, as you are with Ohio State, can that help you? I mean, you can look at film when you play a team once a year, but you've seen them up close now, some things learned. Did you just know seeing them up close that can help you the second time?
Well, I actually didn't play them the first time.
As a team.
It's just a great opportunity to actually play them again, because not many teams get to play 13 games. But, yeah, just going against them again is you know what you're kind of going to get, kind of, hopefully. But, it's really good just to look back on film, old film, tendencies, stuff like that. I think overall it will help us out a lot just to know what we should get.
That's Badgers defensive lineman Garrett Rand. Stay with us. We'll continue with a preview of Saturday night's Big Ten championship game. We'll check in with cornerback Caesar Williams coming up in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies.
For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, Sure Make Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
Tonight's show, as always, presented by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, Madison's best friend for 25 years, a basketball-football combo on tonight's Greg Gard Show. We heard from the head coach a little earlier in the hour. We're focusing now on Wisconsin football and Saturday night's Big Ten championship game against Ohio State. We thank Garrett Rand for his time, and we thank Caesar Williams in advance for his time as the redshirt junior from Grand Prairie, Texas, came up big on Saturday against the Gophers, had an interception, and was breaking up passes seemingly left and right, including back-to-back plays early in the fourth quarter when Minnesota was on the brink of making it a one-score game. Tanner Morgan trying to find his outstanding receiver, Tyler Johnson, and Caesar was there to break up both passes and help protect a 14-point lead. And from there, the Badgers took off and pulled away. We caught up with Caesar and asked him about Saturday in Minneapolis and what to look forward to this weekend against Ohio State. Take us into your world, the locker room, the way you guys played in November. I would imagine a lot of people thought after Illinois and Ohio State, not going to be this year. You guys believed. Take us in there. What pushed you through in the month of November?
Isn't it championship football? You know, each game in November you make more important the further you go with each win. So coming in, you know, November is probably the most fun month of football. So making each game more important and earning the more games you win in November, the more games you earn after November. So being able to earn this game and play Ohio State again, which most teams don't get to do, you know, you don't usually see the same team twice in 1 year in the same year. So we earned that right and earned that privilege, so we're ready for the opportunity to step up.
I've asked a couple of your teammates about that, playing him a second time around. Now, in the case of Garrett Rand, he didn't have that chance the first time, but you've seen Ohio State's receivers now on something other than film. How much can that help you this week?
It actually helps a lot. You know how you kind of get and know how those guys move. Mm-hmm. It's not something you're just going out there not knowing, not going out there and lining up and not seeing that before. You know, we kind of know what they like to do. We kind of got a feel for their speed. So it's actually a plus, you know, having to see this team earlier. And it'd just be a great opportunity, you know. Let's see who can dominate again. as receiver DB wise.
Right. I know the final score was the final score, but it's a 3-point game in the third quarter, so you guys are doing some things pretty well against them. You can look back at that. What was clicking defensively for the first two quarters plus part of the third against Ohio State?
Just wanting to go out there and show that we're a top defense. You know, a lot of people out there, they kind of, you know, doubt Wisconsin. You know, we might not get the credit we deserve, but coming out there, going out there with something to prove, and going out there and wanting to get your offense the ball back so they can put up points.
Playing your position, you got to have a lot of confidence. You got to love a challenge. They wanted to challenge you last week, didn't they? But that you seem like you embraced every moment of that.
Oh yeah, I definitely embraced every moment. I took advantage of every opportunity. They had some talented guys, and they were talked up a lot, and we just had that chip on our shoulder. You know, we were kind of seen as an underdog, as the defensive back group. All I really heard was how their receivers were just gonna. We weren't a good matchup for their receivers, and to go out there and play with confidence and have, you know, playing DV, you got to play with confidence, but you also have to have a short memory, and to go out there and show that we could compete with these guys, not only compete, we could dominate these guys, just gave us a good chip on our shoulder.
That's Badgers cornerback Caesar Williams. Stay with us. We'll recheck in with Mike Lucas as we continue with the Greg Gard Show. Coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Hi, Badger fans. Matt LePay here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. If they're in Madison or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, the official logistics company of Wisconsin Athletics.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At UW Health, we ensure that if you're ever diagnosed with breast cancer, you will never face it alone. You'll be treated by a team of dedicated specialists from the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Experts trained in every aspect of breast cancer care will come together to focus their expertise on you. Your team will be with you throughout your treatment, offering compassionate and personalized care and the latest in cancer-fighting breakthroughs. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, Sure Make Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and Designated Driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Well, we continue our attention on the Badger football team going back to Indianapolis, the Big Ten championship game. This is the sixth appearance in this year nine of the Big Ten title game. A couple of those early years, the leaders and legends. But as East and West, the Badgers have controlled this division. Exceptions, obviously, Northwestern last year. You had Iowa a few years ago. But Mike, I know you and I talked about it earlier in the week on your show that this Wisconsin team, after losing at Illinois, losing to Ohio State, things could have unraveled, and it didn't. And they deserve a lot of credit for earning the right to go back to Indy.
And you can look at leadership, too. And it's not just senior leadership. I think it's upperclassmen who had something to say about how they would, you know, play in November. And it filters down from the coaching staff They understood that the one game that got away was Illinois, the game that they can't make up for. That's going to frustrate them forever. But you have to move on, and they did have the lead in the second half at Ohio State. What's that?
It was 10-7. They got a block punt.
That's right. Yeah, they were close enough. Yep. That was wishful thinking on my part more so than anything else. So they understand what the challenge is with this Ohio State team. And I think that's important more so than seeing the Buckeyes on video or tape. You've played them once. So you now have a feeling for the speed and the athleticism that they're going to bring. The pressure is all on Ohio State. It's all on the Buckeyes. And now you just want to go to Indianapolis and take a good swing at the plate. Right? You don't want to leave the bat on your shoulder, right? Yeah. Use all the baseball metaphors you want. But you want to take a good cut and see how they respond a little bit. And you want to stay in the game as long as you possibly can. So they didn't stay in totally very long that first matchup. Mm-hmm. But now if they can extend it, the pressure just kind of magnifies on the favored team.
Yeah, it's a great point you make about seeing them again just, you know, a little over a month later, because we talked about it earlier in the week as well on your show, is that in Michigan, I think, and in Wisconsin the first time, you know how good they are. And sometimes it could just get into your head a little bit and you have unforced mistakes. Shea Patterson drops a routine snap. Michigan, the punt return team, they go off sides on fourth and four. We saw that a little bit with Wisconsin and missed assignments. People were kind of, you know, they were snarky, saying, hey, you might want to block Chase Young. Well, they kind of knew that, but you get a little confusion, and it's a snap of a finger with a guy like that.
And beyond having a better feel for Ohio State and what they're going to put on the field, and I get to go back to the tempo and the speed of the game, think about what they were dealing with coming off the Illinois loss and then playing the Buckeyes. That was the low point of the season, whereas now they're coming into this Ohio State rematch at the high point after just dominating the Gophers.
And they're protecting Jack Cohn right now, giving him time to get the ball down the field, and that has not always been the case this season. But well, you find out the playmakers, if it's a end around or a jet sweep with one of the receivers, or Quintez Cephas. I think there are a lot of really good wideouts in the Big Ten Conference. Minnesota has two. Ohio State has more than two. Badgers have their share as well. But I would put Quintez pretty close to a line with some of the best here in this league.
Yeah, he can play with anybody, can't he? I mean, he's shown that. And if you can throw the ball downfield, then you get away from being too one-dimensional, and it's all about taking away something from a Wisconsin offense, and it always has been take away your tailback and then force the quarterback, whomever that quarterback has been in the past or is currently, force him to make plays. Well, Jack Cohn made plays at Minnesota. He's going to have to make some more plays along with his receiving core against the Buckeyes. Defensively, the challenge for Wisconsin is pretty severe, but Justin Fields has been hit this year. He's been banged around a little bit. And the Badgers did that to him in Columbus. They proved to themselves, if nobody else, that they could get to the QB and pressure him a little bit. Love to see an extension of that and a continuation.
Yeah, me too. Penn State knocked him around a little bit. Michigan knocked him around a little bit. See if the Badgers can do the same. I want to be a salesman here for a second, because fans are making a decision whether to hop on board and head to Indy. For those who haven't gone, you and I have been there multiple times. If it's the Final Four, Big Ten basketball, at some point they'll move it maybe around a little bit. I don't know if you'll find a better city for an event like this in Indianapolis.
No, the two best college towns in America are Omaha and Indianapolis.
Yeah,
and you park your car if you drive. If you fly, you take a cab to the hotel, and you don't have to worry about transportation to get to any of the fine restaurants or even walking to Lucas Oil Stadium. So it's fan-friendly, more so than anything else. And one last note, because we started this conversation talking about Wisconsin getting back to the Big Ten Championship. I'm afraid at times fans take that for granted, and it's not that easy. And the Badgers have been the front runner in the West, and maybe they've done it so often that you just assume they're going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's like in basketball where they got to the NCAA tournament X number of years in a row, and you just say, that happens.
Of course they'll get
just
there.
Happens.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't just happen.
Right.
And that's why getting back to Indy, I think, is a heck of an accomplishment, especially after that two-game losing streak.
Yeah, it really is. And look, I don't know how many people outside their locker room think they can pull this thing off, but the important thing is they think they can. We will have seen more unlikely wins, I think, in our time covering this program. And I think the thing, too, that Ohio State might be historically good. At least the team, this is the most impressive Big Ten team I have seen. Doesn't mean they can't get beat, but it is the most impressive Big Ten team I've seen in my time doing this. But the Badgers have been really good for a long time, too, and I think that can't, rather than dwelling on what might have been at Illinois, 10-2, That's pretty rare.
No question about it, and I agree with you on the assessment of the Buckeyes. When I went back and looked at the box score from a couple of years ago in 2017 at Lucas Oil Stadium, the Big Ten championship game, what was it, 24-21 in the fourth quarter? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that was a game. Right. And I'd take it right now. If you told me that, forget about the first three quarters, Wisconsin trails Ohio State 24-21 in the fourth, I'd take my chances again. Wouldn't Paul Chryst? I'm sure he would.
No doubt. And remember, Ohio State went for it on a fourth down play. JT Barrett, it was a great effort on his part. Looked like they had him stopped. He gets a first down. They settle for a field goal. Wisconsin had the ball with a chance in the closing minutes, a controversial non-call helping Ohio State, but they played him right to the wire, and it would be fun. Penn State's the only team to really make it a true four-quarter game, but if you could push them, who knows?
See what they got. Right. I mean, we pretty much know they got all the talent in the world to you know, win a championship, a national championship, but at least be in that discussion and force them to earn it, force them to earn it at Indy.
All right, and it'll be the Badgers and the Ohio State Buckeyes coming up on Saturday at Lucas Oil Stadium. Our coverage starts at 5 o'clock Central kickoff. If you want exact times, we'll be 7:17 from Indianapolis. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
As life grows busier each day, it becomes apparent that we need to focus on the things we value. At Cleary Building Corp, our people are what we value most. From the team hammering nails to our Cleary sales specialists, we trust in their experience and talent. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. For over 41 years, you've allowed us to protect the things you value, be it storage for your RV and boat or a building for your business or animals. Let our amazing team protect the things you value. Get the building of your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Well, let's quickly check out the other games in the Big Ten ACC Challenge underway in Champaign. Illinois hosting Miami. Later tonight, Minnesota taking on Clemson. The Tuesday games, Northwestern's at Boston College, Iowa at Syracuse, Michigan and Louisville. Big time matchup there with the Wolverines and the Cardinals, top five material. Indiana will host Florida State, Rutgers on the road at Pitt, Michigan State takes on Duke. That is an 8:30 tip Central Time tomorrow night in East Lansing. And then on Wednesday, Virginia and Purdue, an Elite Eight rematch, this time in Mackey Arena. Nebraska, Georgia Tech. Notre Dame will play Maryland. The Terps are coming off an impressive showing this past weekend. Wake Forest is at Penn State. Ohio State plays at North Carolina. And it's the Badgers and the Wolfpack coming up on Wednesday. Our coverage starts at 7. Tip time, 8:15 Central Time from Raleigh. We will talk to you then on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On the Badger Sports Network, this has been the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by
Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.